Hello. It's so great to be with you all through the night. I know a lot of you guys are trying to get to sleep. Some of you are just waking up, and many of you are working like me through the night. We've got listeners all over the country, all over Canada, who are up and at 'em and doing things productively. Well, what about that E factor, the exhaustion factor? I've got a lady here who's going to help us with that. She's terrific. Laura Stack is her name, a personal productivity expert. I've talked with Laura in the past, and her latest book is called The Exhaustion Cure, Up Your Energy from Low to Go in 21 Days. And I'll tell you, you're talking to a great, great crowd of people who may just want to do that. Hi, Laura. How are you?
Hi. Thank you so much. And good morning if you're just waking up, or good night if you're going to bed.
There you go. Well, good morning to you. You sound very chipper, and I always appreciate my guests who are just anxious to be here, and I appreciate that. First of all, what does a productivity expert do in your estimation? What is your main function in life?
Well, for 16 years now, I have been helping busy workers figure out how to get their work done in less time, more efficiently, more productively, so that they can hopefully spend less time at work and then more time with their families. That is my main mission in life.
Well, I think I appreciate that, because you're not saying, and I appreciate this very much, you're not saying, hey, just find even more stuff to do in the time you have and save time. You're talking about time being something very precious. We don't want to waste it.
Absolutely.
Right?
I look at workers who are working 60, 70, 80-hour weeks, and I'm pained personally. My goal has been, okay, if you're at 70, how do we get you to 65? If you're at 65, how do we get you to 60? Always looking at getting the same results, but figuring out how to do it in less time. I think we work to get a life, and it's all about a personal life, and I want to get people there as quickly as possible.
Well, Laura, you're talking to a gentleman here who has learned over the years how to pace myself, because nature, God, and my body has told me slow down.
Yes.
And I thought for years, and I'm in great health, but I always thought that I was impervious to anything concerning the clock. But every one of us is human. Talk a little bit about what effects overwork can have on the body.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you say that, and you notice that about yourself, because it is true, I find, in my audiences, that the older workers are the ones, and I use the word mature in my audiences,
thank you.
Of course, the more mature workers are the ones who have said, you know what, I did that when I was a youngster, and forget it. You know, I've learned as I've gotten older that it's not worth working myself to death. You know, no matter how hard I work, my company is always on the, you know, could give me a pink slip any day. You know, I can get another job, but I can't get another family. They just seem to be a little more laid back about overwork and have kind of figured it out. And
well,
it's the ones that are, you know, running around with no time, with young families, always traveling, always gone, always stressed out. You know, and they just kind of shake their heads at them. So
that's the beauty of aging gracefully. You realize there are more important things occasionally to do. And also, I think the fact that when you're 25 or even 30, you say, why wouldn't I be able to do this when I'm 50? But when you get to be 50 or 45 or 55, you realize, body's got some signs that it's a good idea to slow down.
Well, even me. I mean, I'm 38. I've been doing this for 16 years, but since my early 20s have been a speaker and have owned my company. But even I, at 38, notice, okay, I can't do this. My back hurts when I stand all day. You know, my feet hurt. I really have had to adjust the way that I expend my energy, just so that I'm not exhausted by the end of the day. So it creeps up on you faster than you know.
Well, Laura, you do a great job in your work. Laura Stack is my guest. In terms of a full body, full mind approach to conquering the problem of always being exhausted. Now, you say, and this is true, and this obviously, we're all going to get tired. That's the whole idea. Well, you have to sleep, we have to rest. But when it comes to the full body approach, you're looking at everything from what we eat to how much we sleep to how we rest our minds. Give us a brief overview as to what your
program's
about.
I was looking at productivity as a topic, people said to me, well, I really want to be productive, but I'm just exhausted. You know, I want to put my head on the desk during the day and work. Maybe I work late, work shifts. You know, maybe I get home and I just want to pick up the remote. I can't be productive because I'm just so tired. So I thought, isn't that interesting? Let me look at how that could be a symptom of a lack of productivity, just sheer exhaustion. And I came up with three main factors, and I call these the three P's. I call them the physiology, mm-hmm. the practices, and the periphery. So things that happen with your body, your own self-care, things that you can do or change or act, your behavior, and then things that are in the background, kind of environmental factors. So each of these three areas, I came up with seven different categories under there, thus the 21-day program.
Right. Now, as we take a look at this in not great detail, because it's all in the book, but we can certainly skim over it. The Exhaustion Cure is the book. As we take a look at this, you're looking at things like the amount of stuff that we throw into our systems to keep us going. The caffeine, as you say, all these extra silly potions that people mix in water, and of course, not to mention cigarettes and all that, move us forward to sort of get over the hump. That's just adding to the buildup of chemical in our body that isn't really helping us.
No, in fact, a lot of people, and in fact, coffee's not horrible for you. It's just the way that people drink it that's usually creating an energy problem. They go get the big, venti triple shot, espresso Starbucks. They down all that. Right, they get a huge surge of energy, and caffeine only has a half-life of 6 hours max. So if they drink that at 7, by 1 o'clock, they experience a huge crash as a result of the caffeine exiting the system. Mm-hmm. Therefore, they got to go get more. And so they have these big swings up, down, up, down. And what we really look for in an energy level is evenness, just an even, steady energy. So if you drank a small amount of coffee in the morning and equally small amounts throughout the entire day, not to exceed 300 milligrams, those people don't show the afternoon slump.
Right,
the coffee guzzlers do.
Laura, you're talking to a guy who I think, 13 years ago, walked away from hard coffee, shifted to a little decaf, walked away from that. I'm strictly a tea drinker, green and black tea, and I find that, boy, my life changed for the better. It took me about a month to get over that, but it makes a big difference. Now, there are a lot of things that we can touch on. Certainly, people always say, I don't have time for breakfast. I'm going to skip breakfast. Probably the biggest mistake you can make, isn't it, in terms of fueling your body?
Your mother was right. Eat your breakfast. The goal is to have steady blood sugar. So when you wake up in the morning, your blood sugar is at the lowest levels it's going to be at all day because you fasted. That's why it's called break the fast, breakfast. But you will plummet even further if you don't eat. Now, people go, I'm not hungry. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that you're not hungry. What you're trying to do is achieve a steady supply of glucose, not too little, not too much, so that your body's protective responses and insulin can all stay even. Again, trying to avoid the peaks and valleys.
Right, very important. Now, Laura, it's safe to say you do a great job covering the importance of sleep, of rest, getting enough sleep, the right kind of naps, and certainly you talk about fitness, keeping in shape, just doing things during the day, exercising the body, all great. People can read that, and you go into great detail. But I do want to focus on a couple of things. Energy vampires, energy boosters. I am absolutely with you. I've written a column on those who sap our energy. And tell me a bit about people and things that can take our energy away and things and people that can boost it.
Well, what I found about negative people is that there are people in life that you get a charge out of. They give you joy. They lift you up. They bring you energy. They actually deposit energy into your life when you're around them. Other people just suck it out of you. They're
like vampires. Yes.
They're vampires, and you're drained. You're emotionally drained. And you know the type. You have an interaction with them, and you're tired. You walk away worse off than when you first came. And sometimes these people are unavoidable, because you work with them. But as much as possible, you need to turn to colleagues who give you positive energy. It's contagious. Yeah. I've found that one negative person in working with corporations in a department can kind of infect the entire department.
Right. So, and Laura, you can actually, there's a way to do this. You can move from that person gracefully and seek out someone else. And you also say something interesting, and that's what I do all the time. Read more.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Well, because reading is a learning experience, and many of us are just in a rut. We, in essence, have bored our brains, and we're stuck in the same routine over and over again, and that can get to be draining just because there's no stimulation. If we want to keep learning and growing and changing, delve into a genre that you haven't really tried before. You know, if you normally read mysteries, read a good biography, or, you know, try a fiction book that normally you wouldn't pick up. So, you know, the goal with the intellect is to keep the cognitive mind sharp, whether it's doing puzzles, Sudoku, crossword, reading, going to clubs, trying some new hobbies, but always trying to stretch and grow, or you bore your brain, in essence.
Exactly. We're talking about the exhaustion cure with my friend Laura Stack, and it's so true. Being a bit different, just making the day a little different for yourself, observing things like, as you've never observed them before, the old idea of you get out of bed and you observe how you brush your teeth and the nature of taking the shower. It sounds a little zen-like, but it makes sense. Also, as you say, family and nurture and developing a more of a human relationship with the people in your life. And I love the fact that you're recommending that we turn off the electronic gadgets for at least a short time.
Well, this is a real challenge.
Radio accepted, of course.
Well, of course, and especially not your show. But no, but the crackberries, as I fondly call them, you know, the cell phones that never turn off. We've become this always-on society that's continually available to anyone and everyone, and we are not very good at setting boundaries. And it's not always that it's required. It's not that the boss is requiring you to be on call. Heck, you're not a physician, you know, but you are doing it willingly, so it's self-sabotage. So recognize that your family, your loved ones are important, and give them the courtesy of not answering the phone. Maybe you just say, hey, when I, you know, when we start the meal in the evening, no phones during the meal, and I'm turning it off the rest of the night.
Right, it's great
you
advice.
Know, have some discipline.
Yeah. And also, it's great advice. And also, being unavailable is really an important thing. So many people are conditioned these days to think that they must be, quote, on call 24/7.
Yeah, and many of that is transfers into the home life, even on vacation. I was at Disneyland. I was blessed enough to be able to go on a vacation with my family. I'm standing in the line. There's little girl tugging at her dad's pants going, Daddy, I want to go see Cinderella. And he's like, just a minute, honey. You know, as he's texting away and doing email, and I'm thinking, how sick. You know, he's in Disneyland. We're on vacation. And it was the entire time. You know, it wasn't like it was just a couple of minutes. You know?
Reminds me of that old Woody Allen movie. I think it was Play It Again, Sam. Tony Roberts played his agent or his friend. And every 10 seconds, this was before cell phones, he would get on his phone and say, I'm reachable at Tundra 6, 445. So, you know, you'd have a different phone number for every phone call where he'd be next. It's just insane.
Oh.
And, of course, as we talk about the exhaustion cure in 21 days, people might think, well, that sounds silly. How can I change my life in 21 days? That number keeps coming up, 2121, not just because of blackjack. It's really an important number when we talk about reinstructing our subconscious to do things.
It is. It's been shown in studies to be a behavioral indicator that when repeating a behavior for 21 days, that's how long it takes to form a habit.
Yes.
Now, my books are never intended to be read cover to cover. You can do that, but what I did instead in this book was put a quiz in the front so that readers can skip right to the chapter where they had their weakest factors and start there. In other words, the program doesn't have to be to start to finish, because I think everybody has strengths and weaknesses in any area. You may not need the chapter on sleep. You might be getting great sleep, so you can skip over that. So some people are doing one chapter a week, so it doesn't have to be this regimented kind of structure 21-day program. But if you took a behavior, yes, in general, it would take you around 21 days to complete that.
Finally, Laura, I think most importantly, you've centered on something that I have learned the hard way. Most of us have to learn it by being pushed and shoved to it, and that is listening quietly to yourself, your inner self, and taking an introspective look at what's going on in your life. It would be a really great exercise if we could turn a video camera on ourselves during the day just to watch what we do.
Yeah.
And because that's when you start to realize, oh my God, I'm turning into an energy vampire myself, or I'm eating candy bars left and right. I don't even realize I'm doing it.
Yeah, a lot of times if, you know, someone's observing you and you're not paying attention, you know, what kind of things would they come up with? You know, I look at the way people act before they go on vacation. They're like completely different people the day before they leave versus normally. You know, usually they're talking with their friends, socializing too much. They play Minesweeper. They're surfing the internet. They make personal calls. Your budget left. And then, and you know, when they go on vacation, all of a sudden they're like, oh, my gosh, I have so much to do. And their behavior is completely different.
Yeah, it's very interesting to watch people. Hey, before we let you go, website, please, if you have one that people can go to for more information.
Oh, sure. It's www.theproductivitypro.com. There's a free newsletter there that they can subscribe to once a month if they wish.
All right. Laura Stack, the book, The Exhaustion Cure. I'm all pumped up now. I feel excited to talk to you, Laura. And it's Up Your Energy from Low to Go in 21 Days. Always great having you on the show. Thank you so much.
Wonderful. I really appreciate being here, Jordan, anytime.